Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to the Sunday Sample, episode 13. Looking back on Sunday services on the 26th of November 2017, reflecting on the lessons that God taught us. I was in Watford in the morning and Lower Early in the afternoon. We had a special occasion in Watford, but I'll come on to that in just a moment. Before both services, I gathered the worship teams together and the people speaking in the services, and we had a devotional time. A devotional time with a difference, at least compared to most I've had, where we employed a minute of silence. Let me share this devotional with you in case you find it helpful personally or preparing other worship teams to lead worship. So we talked about the fact the previous week that we had focused on the why of leading worship, but this time we're going to prepare ourselves for the who we are worshiping, that being our great God. I wanted to talk about the value of silence, that silence with God helps prepare us for work of substance. And let's face it, leading others in worship is work of substance. Moses in his time in the desert, David in his time as a shepherd, both of them as shepherds, must have experienced a lot of silence in the fields with their sheep. And I think that helped prepare Moses for his role. And David, if you read the Psalms, certainly seemed to find that time alone in silence with God a great preparation for the roles that God had for him in the future, which of course David had no idea about. And then there's Jesus in Luke 5:16, often going off to solitary, lonely, presumably silent places to go and pray. He deliberately chose quiet places to be with God. It helped to prepare him. In his book, The Virgin Eye, Robin Daniels says this: "If we do not keep attuning to silence, we lose gravitas. We become lightweight." There's a lot of truth in that. Silence helps us to be more people of substance, knowing why we're doing what we're doing and who we're doing it for. Psalm 62 verse 1 in the New RSV translation says this: "For God alone my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation." For God alone my soul waits in silence. Silence in that context is praise, and I think helps us, helps prepare us for praise. Then, at this point in the devotional, I announced that we would spend 1 minute of silent reflection on the phrase, "For God alone," from Psalm 62. For God alone we're doing what we're doing. For God alone we will worship and lead worship. For God alone we will speak about God. And then we spend 1 minute in silence before I prayed for everybody. Why don't you try that? Or try something similar with your worship team and let me know how it goes. I'd be interested to know what you do in your devotional times before the services begin. Let's share our ideas so that we can help each other to be well prepared to lead others in worship. Now, regarding the speakers, our Watford service was different in that a large chunk of the sermon was spent in small groups. We discussed our experiences of loss because the title of the service was "How to Help a Grieving Friend." So we were looking at the example of Jesus in particular in John chapter 11, Lazarus, Mary, Martha, and seeing if we could find inspiration from that as to how to help other people, our friends, when they go through a time of loss. So we had these small groups and we shared in those groups our experiences of loss and what it was that people said and did that we found helpful during that time and what people said and did that we found less than helpful. And then we had some sharing from the groups and I wrapped up by talking about 1 Corinthians 15. The results were profound. Tears were shed. I saw hankies and tissues being passed around in the groups. And to be frank, the mood was quite somber at the end. It wasn't a very energetic sermon or service from that point. And I guess there's no way around that. The feelings evoked by talking about loss are powerful and they're not to be ignored. So even though it didn't have the same energy in our service, I think it was worth it. I don't think it would be good to have that kind of focus every week, but for one time to talk about something so important, I think it was valuable. For the music, as I mentioned last week, I tried a revised song sandwich in Lower Early, a mixture of Soon and Very Soon and Shine Jesus Shine. Shine Jesus Shine being the meat in the sandwich and bits of Soon and Very Soon being on either side as the bread. So we did that, and we had the first three verses of Soon and Very, followed by Shine, Jesus Shine, concluding with the final two verses of Soon and Very, all in G. It certainly worked better than the previous week in Watford, and if you want to find out what we did last time that didn't work so well, go back and listen to that or look at the blog. However, another lesson was learned instead. Because we sang the first three verses of Soon and Very Soon slowly, we did it slowly and majestically, and that was fine, but the problem was that after the first verse, it began to drag, and I could feel the congregation wanting to speed up, and it was very hard for the worship team to hold the congregation to the speed we already had before we went into Shine at the correct speed and then sped up. We'd have done better to sing only one verse of Soon and Very, possibly two, before going into Shine, Jesus Shine, and then back to Soon at a faster speed, and singing more of that song at the faster speed, simply because the congregation are used to that speed. So, another helpful lesson learned. Other thoughts. Well, last week I said I'd do the following. I have a devotional for all the service participants that includes 1 minute of silence, and as you heard, we did that. I also said that we'd have a second bash at the Soon and Very and Shine song sandwich in Lower Early. We did that, learned some new lessons. Next Sunday, I have two commitments. Firstly, that in Watford, I shall teach a new song, Lord, You Hear the Cry, which we learned in Bracknell recently, and I thoroughly recommend it. Geraldine Latty's song is wonderful. So I'll do that in Watford, and in both locations, I'm going to do my best to create enough time for a meaningful devotional for all the speakers and musicians. Well, you can hold me to account next week. Please comment on what you're doing with your services. I heard recently from James Hannah in Belfast about a song mashup that they do. That sounds fantastic. Very helpful. I've posted that on the Corporate Worship website. What are you doing? What are you trying? What are you trying that's working? What lessons is God teaching you? Let's share the lessons with one another so that we can all grow and learn to please God with our times of corporate worship. So until the next time, I hope the next time you gather with the saints to speak of or sing about our great God, that you have a wonderful time of corporate worship. Take care and God bless.